Here now with Eagles linebacker Jordan Hicks. I want to ask you about the art of the green dog blitz. A lot of fans aren't really necessarily aware of what a green dog is. They see a delayed blitz, and that's what a lot of analysts will refer to it as on TV. Explain to us about the green dog. What is it? Obviously, it has something to do with the relationship between a running back and a linebacker and man coverage, how early that running back is going to release. And then, if he does stay in the block, what happens there? What's going through your mind?
At that point, you have two options. You have the option to sit back and stay in coverage, or you have the option to green dog, which is add on to the rush and become a second level contain blitzer. And really, you see a lot of guys getting a lot of sacks off of this. If coverage holds up and the quarterback holds the ball, you're that second delayed blitzer, really just coming to get you a sack.
I always find it interesting too when I'm watching film, and you kind of see that dance between the back and the linebacker, because sometimes the back has said, "Hey, I'm going to stay in, and if there's pressure, then I'll release." How do you tell if he's going to release, or do you just go? I mean, at what point do you say, "I got to beat him to the punch, and I'm just going to go before he releases?"
Yeah, it really is a game, and it's a lot of film study. It's a lot of coming off to the sideline and making those type of adjustments. Going into it, you have to know your opponent. And I think I've gotten caught a couple times playing that dance, and the running back's trying to figure out what you're doing, and you're trying to figure out what the running back's going to do. It's a technique that you learn and you get better at, obviously, like any other type of technique.